the rest of the story. One day early in 1839, an inventor named Charlie made an accidental discovery. He stumbled upon a process that rendered raw rubber universally useful, vulcanization, and thereafter Charlie began enumerating the potential uses for his new product, and he really got carried away. You see, Charlie had discovered the process of vulcanization, and suddenly the whole world of rubber products sprang to his mind. Enumerating the potential uses of rubber became an obsession with Charlie. He wrote a 379-page book devoted entirely to such a list, and in which nearly 1,000 rubber items were described and discussed. He filed for patents in which almost 500 potential uses were claimed. In 1851, he spent $30,000 on a rubber products exhibit for the World's Fair in London. He called the exhibit his Vulcanite Court, and it took up more space in the exhibition hall than all of the other American exhibits combined. The display was actually a suite of 3 rooms in which everything was made of rubber. Everything! Roof and cornices, walls and carpeting, drapery and furniture, even paintings, carvings, jewelry, musical instruments, books, all made of rubber. In 1855, Charlie put together a similar exhibit for another World's Fair in Paris. This one cost him $50,000, and yet as far as Charlie was concerned, no effort was too extravagant if it awakened the world to this new substance which he had made possible. Charlie envisioned, ultimately manufactured, rubber sails for sailing ships, and pocket watches with rubber cases, and rubber handles for everything, drawers and doors, tools and utensils. He saw rubber bands, erasers, combs, raincoats. He foresaw rain hats. Many of the items we now just take for granted as rubber, and even more that you would never imagine as rubber. Pen points, portfolios, pianos, blackboards, bedspreads, baggage. Charlie gave special attention to transportation, the horse, the carriage, the stagecoach. He conceived of rubber stall mats, rubber curtains, decorative sashes, inflatable horse collars, carriage cushions. Oh, yes, inflatables. Charlie suggested a long list of inflatable rubber items. Air work, he called them. Everything from pillows and mattresses to pneumatic life preservers and musket covers and inflatable boxing gloves, even inflatable rubber ice skating caps to minimize head injuries. When it came to potential uses for vulcanized rubber, Charlie considered almost every possibility. For you see, Charlie, the discoverer of the vulcanization process, the man who wrote an entire book of ideas for future rubber products and applications of rubber, the inventor who described almost 500 potential uses for rubber in his patents alone, he, Charlie, thought of everything but one thing. He, Charles Goodyear, completely overlooked the potential for inflatable rubber tires. And now you know the rest of the story.